Welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. And I'm here to help you compartmentalize your massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling two coaching companies to multiple seven figures by the age of 23, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes. So get cozy, let's dive in. Okay, y'all, we are talking about one of my favorite topics today. If there's anything that I've come to love so much in the year of 2023, it is sales, because I feel like I've finally sunk into feeling really congruent and authentic and organic with sales. And more specifically, I've really developed a strategy this year, which I'm so just stoked to share with you guys. That's really helped both myself and hundreds of our clients just be generating more consistent leads, be getting more consistent inbound leads. Like, we have clients every day that are messaging me like, holy shit, Ken, I just generated two inbound leads. I woke up to four applications. Soulmate clients are coming in the door. And just like to hear our clients talk about that every single day and just them feel like they are magnets for attraction is so cool. And, you know, I see so many coaches that teach a lot of different structures with a lot of outbound lead gen, a lot of cold lead generation. And I think it's great. It's definitely a great way to get your foot in the door. But for most of us, it usually doesn't feel super congruent to just be like reaching out to strangers 24/7 being like, hey, like, let's get to know each other, like cute pants, you know, totally have used that strategy for a hot minute. And, you know, I decided this year, I was like, how do you just become a little more magnetic? Like, how do you drive more traffic to your page organically and then get them to just become more obsessed with what you do? Because you're magnetizing people in a way where you're creating a brand and you're creating something that people just want to be a part of. It's a bigger movement. And so all that to say, your stories, your Instagram stories are a really big part of this. And they're a really big part of the process that I teach our clients to use. And so I want to give you guys some insight today just on how you can utilize Instagram stories to sell more consistently and how you can use them to really build a bond and a connection with your audience that allows for you to pull in more soulmate clients, that allows for you to draw in people that just truly genuinely want to work with you and are excited to work with you. So I'm going to give you guys a few different frameworks today that I give my clients to be able to sell on their stories. I'm a very structured person. Like, I love to have some structure behind the magnetism, of course, right? Like, there's an energetic side, but there's also a structural side to it. So let's dive in. Let's talk a little bit about how you guys can make more sales through Instagram stories. So a lot of people ask me, like, Ken, what's the golden rule for how many times you should post on your stories, and you know, how many times should you be selling? And when I give you this structure, guys, I think you're really going to lean into this and say, wait, I could literally make anything a call to action if I want to, because selling isn't just something that you do, you know, aggressively and directly where you're like, hey, this is my program, buy my thing, right? But you can also indirectly sell, and you can be selling pretty much every single day on your stories if you cultivate the content in a way that really speaks to your audience. And so I do have a few previous podcast episodes about my content strategy, and it'd actually be really helpful after you guys listen to this one to go back and listen to my content strategy podcast episode, because it does go a little bit more in depth on like the specific types of content I create on my page and ways that I present content that you could easily use for your story posting as well. So let's dive in. Let's talk a little bit about some of the most important things that you need to just understand if you want to make more sales through your stories on Instagram. So Instagram story is one of my favorite features. I've had Instagram and I've been posting as a coach even before Instagram had stories, which is crazy. So when I first got on there, I was like, I'm just going to document my life. I'm going to take you guys along my day with me. I'm going to share stories about my day. And, you know, the cool thing about Instagram stories is they offer this amazing opportunity for us to just get more exposure for the work that we do, for us to share more of our personal life, more of our personal stories. And I genuinely do believe in today's world, like, people just want to be more connected to you. I think a lot of people are like, oh, Instagram's your business card, sure. But also, like, people want to know you, and people want to know you before they work with you. So for your Instagram stories, just a few like rule of thumbs for me personally. Number one is, like, you need to be convicted in your offer. If you don't know what your offer is, go back to my previous episodes, go look at, you know, figuring out what specifically is it that you offer? What's the end result that you get for people? And when you understand that, it's much easier for you to show up, and it's much easier for you to just tie things that happen in your day to your offer and to your ideal client. And the second thing is just being really embodied in your work. I think when you are embodied in your work, it's so easy for you to show up. It's so easy for you to get on your camera and talk about things that are happening, talk about things that are passing by in your day, relate it back to your ideal client, relate it back to something that they need to hear today. And when you're embodied in your work, it's so easy for you to make those small connections, because you're actually showing people that you're a living breathing piece of it. And that also gets them more bought into you as an individual. Okay. And then last but not least, if you're looking to sell on your Instagram stories, you have to know how to pitch yourself. And that's why I said going back and really looking at knowing what your offer is, that's an important piece. Now, before we dive into the framework, and I give you guys the framework that not only I use, but I also teach my clients, I just want to talk about some really important things for you to understand prior to getting on your Instagram story. Now, the way that I like to look at Instagram stories is I like to use them as an entry point for conversation. So instead of going out and constantly sending cold DMs, I basically use the features of Instagram and Instagram story to create connection to my audience that either gets them to message me first or gets them to interact on the story to where I can navigate and start a conversation that's really authentic because they're answering something or engaging on something that is relevant to their journey or relevant to me wanting to start a conversation with them. It's a really easy input to be able to get more conversations started. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, okay, Ken, well, I do that. I put polls, I do X, Y, and Z, but like it's still not hitting. People still aren't engaging. I promise you, if that's the case, you just need to spend a little more time getting to know your ideal client, becoming obsessed with not only what they want, but how they think, because you need to literally get in the mind of your ideal client and you need to think about what kind of things will they engage on. And it's not always you talking about your coaching services, and it's not always you talking about, you know, how you're going to get them results. Like, let's be real, when you like go to the grocery store and you like do some dumb shit and like drop a squash on your foot, I don't know. Those are the weird things that people respond to. So don't be afraid to share little nuances and things that happen in your day, because oftentimes like your skincare routine is the thing that someone responds to versus like you talking about like why to do lifts versus hit cardio, right? So don't be afraid to share things outside of just like your, you know, what your program is and what your offer is. I think it's important to have kind of both those intertwined so that, you know, when you get to know your audience and you know the target avatar persona, you actually show up for them too and you share parts of yourself that I think they engage in as well. Now, what I wanted to really get into with you guys is the customer journey and understanding on your story. What are some entry points or input points is what I like to call them for leads coming in. So something that I do with our clients is we basically create input points for where leads can come in. A lot of my clients will have Facebook groups, WhatsApp groups, or they'll have some kind of free resource to an email list, or they basically just want to get people into their DMs. The major goal that we have is whenever someone's watching your Instagram story is to get them into your what we call pipeline, or get them into what we call your owned media. Your owned media is like you actually own the people on the list. For example, you don't own your Instagram followers. If you lost it tomorrow, they would not be yours. They would not be there, right? But if you lost, you couldn't lose your email list, right? Because you have those contacts, you own those contacts, they're yours, right? Like you could sell your email list leads at some point if you wanted to. So the goal that I always have for my clients is like, how do we pull people in through your stories to start a conversation with them, get them on your email list, or get them into your owned media? It's always the goal that I have for our clients, okay? So you want to kind of know like what your input points are. If you're someone who has an email list or you have free resources, those essentially are going to be like your input points for lead generation, okay? Some of the things that we do with our clients are like quiz funnels, webinars, free resources. You also have like your application, right? So like if someone applies inbound, maybe a Facebook group, WhatsApp group, any of those things would technically be what we call like an input point for leads. So my goal with our clients is to always look at like, how can we get people into one of those things after they start a conversation with you? What's really cool is that when you have these things, it's way easier for you to show up on your story because you have different things that you can kind of be plugging. You're not always plugging your one-on-one coaching. So while it's cool to plug your one-on-one coaching, which I recommend doing at least once per week, like a direct call to action, you also have these other input points that you could be getting people in. So like if you're on your story, you could be talking about, let's say you have a free resource that's like a metabolic makeover or like metabolic restoration free resource. You could easily plug that and you could talk about something that plugs them into that instead of just plugging them into your coaching, and you could do a follow-up email sequence that sells them up into your one-on-one coaching. This is a lot of what I focus on with my clients. I teach them customer journeys, so basically like where does the customer come in and how do they ascend to your one-on-one, and then client journeys. Once someone's in your one-on-one program, how do we get them to re-sign long-term, okay? So that's a lot of what I focus on with my clients. Now, back to selling on stories, because I want you guys to really understand the nuances. Like this is deep into some biz shit. This is not just like how to hop on your story and like make a sale. Like this is like how to literally move people through your lead pipeline, how to get ideal prospects in the door and essentially make a sale and actually have some strategy behind it, not just be like shooting the shit on your story every single day, okay? Now let's talk a little bit about different ways that you can sell on your story and what those frameworks look like. So like I said, if you have input points, like different free resources and all that kind of stuff, it makes it a little bit easier because you're not always having to plug your one-on-one coaching or whatever your signature offer is. You could be getting people into some kind of free resource. But if you don't, I'm still going to talk to, like, if you only have your one-on-one coaching, you don't have any free resources, like how you can get people in. Okay. So on your stories, number one tip I have for you guys is you want to be creating some kind of experience for your people, not just documenting your life, but actually taking them through the experience with you, bringing people with you along for the ride. And, you know, that's from more of a personal aspect. Same thing with your coaching. When you're talking about your services, like, give people an experience, evoke emotion from them, right? Talk about how you're feeling about what you do. Talk about the experience your clients are having. It's really important that you actually give people an experience and a sensory feeling online. Okay. So first things first is just make sure that you keep that top of mind. Now let's look at what you're selling. Okay. When you're selling on your stories, here are the major things you need. You absolutely need a hook. Okay. Number one is you need a hook. My biggest recommendation is when you are doing a story post, you have a caption on the screen that is activating. It is the thing that makes somebody want to stay and watch the whole thing, especially if you're speaking, because not everyone has the time to like watch an entire 60-second video. And then let's say you have like multiple stories where you're speaking for 60 seconds. Not everyone has the time. Not everyone's going to unmute their phone. So make sure you have a really captivating hook. Like if you're talking specifically about your one-on-one offer, and let's say you're a weight loss coach, you need to have something really activating, right? Not just like how to lose body fat, but it's like, is there a specific story that you could use as a hook? Like, I can't believe this happened when I did this, right? And like, that alone is going to get someone to be like, ooh, wait, I wonder what they're talking about. Let me unmute. Let me actually take the time to watch this entire thing. Okay, the second part to this is you need to have some kind of lean-in. So after you get the hook, you want to have some kind of lean-in, whether it's a story, whether it's a myth-buster, or whether it's some kind of social proof that you can elaborate on. And then the last part of that is that you want to have the actual call to action. So what are you calling them into action to do? Is it to apply for your coaching? Is it to answer a poll? Is it to do the little slider feature on Instagram? What are you actually calling them in to do so that you can start a conversation with them or they can start a conversation with you? Okay. So when you're on your stories, you need to be potent. You need to have intent to sell. Okay. Now, the way that you create content really is like whatever you're posting on your feed that day, you essentially should be able to talk about on your story. And any piece of content that you make, you probably should be able to make that into a call to action. There's probably something in that piece of content that you could then relate back to your offer to do a call to action to get somebody into your one-on-one coaching. Okay, so you want to kind of look at all of your content like that. You could probably do a CTA on any piece of content. You want to make your content in the direction that it is consistently speaking to your offer and what you do so that you could essentially add a call to action whenever you wanted to. Now, I want to dive in and talk to you guys about some of the frameworks that you can actually integrate this into. So the first one I like to call is the direct call to action or the direct call out and the curiosity creator. So I'm going to give you guys a really quick example. I did a story series earlier this week, and on the story series, I had a little hook and it said to my coaches struggling to hit a 10K month slash scale past it. So I directly called out the type of person and the pain point that they would be interested in. The second story slide, I talked about how coaches who are looking to hit a 10K month sabotage themselves by not sending DMs, not batching content, not posting. And then I say a lot of coaches who are struggling with these things, they also watch their Google Calendar just roll by and they never actually do the thing that they said they're going to do. And then the CTA that I have is I ask, if you are busy, what tends to fall off the most? And I put a poll there. And so my call to action is asking them to admit the thing that they are struggling with. And so for me personally, this was a really great CTA because I directly called out my ideal client. I made them feel super seen. I called them out passing by their Google Calendar notifications, which if you heard that and you're like, shit, Ken, you are calling me out. I know, dude, you're not the only one. A lot of coaches do it. And then I added a poll. And with that poll, what was really cool is this was a great way for me to just kind of take inventory over my audience and say, wow, what are the things that they're struggling with? The poll, the question was, you know, what tends to fall off when you're busy? It was outreach, it was self-care, it was community building, or it was content creation. And most people put outreach. So I messaged a lot of the people that answered that poll, and it was a really great conversation starter for me. So you guys can see I'm not directly plugging people into my one-on-one or into my signature offer, but that was a great way for me to start conversations with people, and plenty of people answered that poll because a lot of people like to tell you about the thing that they are, you know, struggling with. Okay. Now the second one is a social proof one. So this framework is where you put up a client progress photo or some kind of win from your client. You make the audience aware of the pain point or the thing that maybe that client was struggling with. So I'll give you guys a quick example. I had a client who was in a reverse diet. She lost 10 pounds and she was eating 500 calories more per day. So I put her progress photo up and I said, this client's eating 500 calories more a day and she lost 10 pounds. That's really activating. So the first thing that I'm doing is I'm directly calling them out and I'm directly calling out the pain point. I'm directly showing them something really polarizing that they probably didn't expect could happen. And then in the next story post, I talk about all the odds that were against her. She's defending her thesis. She was working full time. She was super busy. And then I basically say in the next story post, hey, if this is you, if you're really busy and you feel like for some reason you're just not able to make the progress you're looking for, this is what is possible for you. And then I ask them to apply for coaching. So it's a really simple and easy call to action. So the easy framework that I love is that client CTA. Like, show the social proof, show them what odds were against the client, and then show them how you actually got them to make the progress, and then do the direct call to action. Okay, so the next one, I love this one so much, but you know, a lot of people do this on social media where they'll be like, oh, like a lot of you guys have messaged me recently, or so many of you guys have been in my DMs about this specific topic. Here's what I love to do. Instead of saying that people have been messaging you a ton, what I want you to do is I want you to activate your audience to engage with you. And a really easy way to do this is when you take a conversation that you've had with somebody in the DMs or a question they ask you or something that a client asks you, and you break that down on your story and integrate your framework. So here's how this one's gonna work. I'll give you guys a quick example. I had somebody who messaged me a question on Instagram, and I posted on my story and I said, this is such a great question. I love when you guys send questions to me in the DMs. You're basically inviting more people to ask questions in the DMs by making them feel safe because you are saying that you love when people do that, which I freaking love when people ask me questions. So feel free, my friends. But I basically say, this is such a great question. She asked me, you know, do you notice any trends that majority of coaches have trouble with when trying to scale their business? And I said, I sure do. This is a great question. Thanks for asking. I love when you guys message me. And I broke down the two things I think most people struggle with. And then I broke down our 5-part framework as to how I help people get this result. And then I plugged into my coaching and I said, hey, if you want me to send you the application link, just answer this poll. So the way that this works is you answer the question, you tie in your framework for how you help your clients do these kind of things, and then you do the direct call to action into your program. So this is a really easy CTA. It's just using social proof again, but this time you're using something from your audience or some kind of question. You're expanding on your framework and how you help people move through that. And then once you help people move through that, you essentially do the call to action. And again, you can use the call to action as a poll, you can do a direct CTA with a link to your program, or you know, even in this case, you could say, hey, if you're struggling with this, I have a free resource, and you could plug people into a free resource. I like to plug a free resource or some kind of alternative at least one time per week, and then once a week, I'll directly plug people into our signature offer. So I pretty much, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I pretty much sell every single day. I think for a B2B company, like sell every single day. I think B2C twice, 2 to 3 times per week is a really great way to do it. Okay, now the fourth and final one is a personal experience or a connector that then leads you to sharing your expertise. So I wanna give you guys a quick example of how I did this. I was actually in the airport when I did this story, but it was a really good one. I basically said, if traveling has taught me anything about business, it's the importance of having a sustainable business model that brings growth even when I'm on the go. I used to be terrified of taking days off, similar to how clients would have a hard time with taking rest days. That was how I would feel. And then on the next story slide, I broke down, this is exactly why I created a 5-pillar framework for my students that allows for them to be able to travel the world, stay purpose-driven, and also get their clients' results while they're on the go. And I basically just break down the 5-pillar process that we take our clients through, building a magnetic brand, building a compelling offer that's easy to sell, creating masterful sales systems that consistently call in ideal clients, building deliverable systems that are scalable, and then building out a team, process, and automation so that they can be on the go. And once I break down those 5 pillars, I say, if you want in on this, you want to travel the world, do big shit, build an empire, DM me the word wealth and I'll send you our application. And that's it. So I'm basically pulling in my own personal experience and telling a story and then breaking down the framework of our program and telling people, hey, here's how we help you do this. And here's how I've helped myself do this. And then if you're interested, again, you don't, that CTA at the end, it can either be for coaching, it could be for a free resource. Like, I have a travel on the go guide, and I could have easily been like, hey, if you want my travel on the go guide while you work, DM me the word travel and I'll send you that instead, right? So just depends on what you're feeling for your audience. Like, what kind of call to action do you want to do off of that direct story? So these are the four frameworks that I love using. I just really quickly want to cover with you that call to action at the end, because while I gave you these four frameworks to use, like I said, at the end, you can have pretty much any call to action. And I will tell you guys, sometimes you don't need to have a call to action. You could use these frameworks to just simply educate your audience, to share a personal connector, to share a client win. You don't always have to be doing a CTA at the end of your story series, but I do recommend, like I said, that you do it at least 2 to 3 times a week. I personally am really big on having some kind of lean in with polls at least 1 time per week. So that way you're basically getting your audience to engage with you in a way that's just easier to activate a conversation. Like the poll that I put here with the first example that I gave you guys, like what's the first thing that falls off, DM outreach, content, self-care, etc. That's a really easy way for me to slide in the DMs and be like, yo, like what's up with that? And not even from a place of like, hey, let me get you into my program, but like, hey, like, how can I support you through that? Do I have a free resource to send you? Is there something that I can support you with? Can we have a conversation about that? Can I get to know a little bit more about that, right? And that's why I love doing polls so much, to really get to know my ideal client better. And that's something that you can do consistently on a weekly basis to just get to know your client better. And if you're finding that maybe your audience isn't responsive, I want you to ask yourself, like, are you actually connecting to your audience? Do you really know your ideal client and the things that activate them enough to get them to take action, that activate them enough to answer a poll, right? Because the polls that you put up, it doesn't matter how, you know, spiffy you think the poll is. Like, what really matters is, like, is it actually something that activates your audience enough for them to take action? And so if you're not getting that data, if you're not getting that feedback, it might just be feedback in and itself to be looking at, like, do you need to maybe post things that are a little bit more, you know, fun for your audience, things that are a little bit more lighthearted for your audience that they actually want to participate in. So play around with this a little bit. I'm excited to see you guys integrate this framework. If you guys have any questions about the framework, feel free to just message me over on Instagram. You guys can find it down in the show notes down below. I hope you guys found this really helpful. As always, guys, remember, I give a brand audit review to one person every single week who leaves a review on the podcast. So if you guys have not left a review, I would super appreciate it. As always, I love you guys, and I'll catch you in the next episode.